Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
We are looking at the Ten Commandments this summer. And if you remember, the Ten Commandments in the Bible aren't really called commandments. They're called the Ten Words or the Ten Utterances. They're general principles from which a whole series of legislation flows. And today we're looking at honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. This is interesting because it's the one positive command really in the Ten Commandments. Even with the observance of the Sabbath, there's a lot of, no work for your animals, no work for your workers, so forth. But honor your mother and father is the one positive commandment. And that word to honor really means to weigh, to give heavy weight to take seriously. Okay. And I'm editing very drastically as I read this. God spoke these words. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And I would add here, therefore, in gratitude and thanksgiving, you shall have no gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image. You shall not utter the name of the Lord to misuse it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and mother so that you may have a long life in the land which the Lord your God has given to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. The second reading is from St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. If you've ever been to Ephesus in Turkey or to that area, it's fascinating. If you ever have the chance, go. Though I must say it was 120 degrees when we were there. But what's interesting here, this is the first century now, the early Christian church. He's writing to the churches in Turkey, and they know the Ten Commandments. He's making reference to them. Okay. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And it's interesting, he adds something here. And fathers and mothers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. The musical Fiddler on the Roof is in revival back in New York. I think it's going into its second year now. And if you remember, in that play, there is a little figure with a long green coat who's up on the roof of a house. And he's playing a fiddle while he's standing on one leg on a very slanting roof. And that figure is supposed to represent you and me trying to make beautiful music and meaningful music while we're standing on one leg on a very slanting surface. And even one of the characters says, we are the fiddler on the roof trying to scrape out a pleasant tune without falling down and breaking our necks. And then comes that heavy section where it's sung, you know, how are we able to stand? How do we keep our balance? And the song says tradition. That's one word, tradition. And the Ten Commandments are actually part of our Christian tradition as well. And it helps us to have balance when we're trying to make music on our little violins on very uneven surfaces in this life. The Ten Commandments we've been looking at, the first part deals with our responsibility to God, our duty to God. No other gods, no idols, no taking the Lord's name in vain, and observance of the Sabbath. And then the Ten Commandments switch now to our duty to one another. And the first item that is mentioned is honor your mother and your father. Now, I think right off the bat, it should be said that not all parents are good parents. And not all children have been good children either. I was fortunate to be brought up in a caring home, but not everyone is so blessed. And this fifth commandment should not be used in support of abusive situations. And I think St. Paul puts a nice balance to it. He says, honor your mother and father. But he also says to mother and father, be responsible. Do it right. Okay? Honor your mother and father. Why? You'll probably think of some reasons. I'll just mention two this morning. One is that I think it's in the family, in our relationship with mother and father, if we're fortunate, it's there that we learn what love is and how it's expressed, how it's shared. And I remember watching television once where a mother, just a very heroic mother, was being honored. And she had brought up a family all by herself, a large family, and all her kids did well in school and went on to be very productive members of society. And the interviewer said, now, I'm sure you loved all the kids, and you loved them all equally. And she gave the famous answer. She said, no, I loved all the kids, but I didn't always love them all equally. She said, I loved the one who was down most until he was up. I loved the one who was lost most until he was found. I loved the one who was wounded most until he was healed. And I'm sure, if we think about it, have we ever found ourselves as that lost one, that wounded one, that weak one who needed strength? I know I've been there. I suspect many of us have been there too. It's in the family, that we learn about love and how it's shared and expressed. Arnold Prater, a modern author, told about an experience he had with his father. And this goes back to his high school days. He was a senior in high school. He was on the high school football team. They were playing the last game of the season. This would be his last game and his friend's last game as seniors. They were playing their arch rival. And the score was 7-7. A lot of emotion wrapped up in this game. 7-7. And in the game, he looked up and saw the football sailing right towards him. And he tried to catch it. But it went right through his hands, bounced off his chest. The opposing team got hold of it, ran it to the goal. And they lost as a result of that. They lost to their arch enemy, their arch rival. And of course, Arnold said he was just crushed. He was so ashamed. And he went out to the locker room and just waited there until everybody else had left. And when everybody was gone, he got his stuff together and walked out in the darkness. And there was someone waiting in the darkness, and he saw it was his father. And his father came forward and said to him, "Thought I'd wait for you and walk home with you." And the two of them walked into the night. That's love. A parent's love for a child. And that's how kids learn what love is, when they see it. Not just spoken, but acted. We honor our mother and father because if we're fortunate, we've learned what love is first from them. Now, why else might this be important, this fifth commandment? Again, I think if we really think about it, our values, the good values, come from our parents. And I bet most of you today, if you think about your values and where you got them, it's my bet you got them from your folks. You may have carried them out in your own way, you may have put your own spin on it, but they're your mother and father's values, aren't they? My wife Patty, who's with us today, grew up in Baltimore, and she grew up in a suburb of Baltimore in Roland Park. And Roland Park decided it wanted to have a community swimming pool. This was back in the days when there was segregation in Baltimore. There was a lot of tension, and the community decided it wanted to have a swimming pool for the people. And Patty's father was a respected member of the community, and he was elected to head up the project, to run the drive. And they got the money. They got the funding. And they had the land. There was a Friends School, which was a private school run by the Quakers, that offered to give them the land if they, in turn, could have their children use the swimming pool. The problem came in that the Friends School had just integrated. They had too little African-American children in first grade. It's kind of unbelievable today, but things just went wild. Family became against family, friend against friend. The community was just, in uproar. And Patty's father stood for integration. He stood for Roland Park being a caring, open community. He spoke to individuals in their homes. He spoke to meetings of the town. He spoke, he wrote articles and everything. But the project failed. And it failed because people, very capable people, were so embedded in this segregation. And of course, at that time, larger issues of civil rights came into play. But the project was forgotten. But what Patty and her sisters did not forget was the example of their father and how he had stood for what was right, even against a lot of community pressure. And I don't know about your home, but in our home, we have tried to raise our kids with respect for people who come from different backgrounds. And you know, in our faith, we all come from different heritages, different races, different cultures. And we bring our heritage to Christ. But at the same time, we are all one in His love. We honor the diversity that we all have, but at the same time, we recognize we are one and equal in His love. We learn values from our mother and father if we're fortunate. And they, by their actions, show us not just love, but the right way to live. That's why they deserve to be honored. Now, how can we honor them? Obviously, by carrying over some of those values in our own lives, but also by looking out for them along the way, especially as they get older. And I know my own father, toward the end of his life, became blind. He had macular degeneration and he had glaucoma, which they did not discover until they saw the damage it was doing. And it struck me, do you know how hard it is to eat peas from a plate when you can't see? It's hard. I used to wear a white shirt so that at least he would be able to see something there. He said it was just like looking out through wax paper, if you can imagine that. Care for our people as they get older. And again, you'll think of other things, but caring for people is one. I think just having a grateful heart for what our parents did for us, and many of them sacrificed for us. I was coming home in the car the other day and listening to the radio, and this was one of those oldies stations. I'm an old guy. And they had Natalie Cole singing Unforgettable with her father. You know, unforgettable. How does it go? Whether near or far, unforgettable. It's done nicely. And through modern technology, somehow they were able to take the Nat King Cole song and put her voice in it. And they do a duet with Unforgettable. It's very nicely done. But I'm told that on the CD cover, or the record album cover, she had a little note that said this about her father: I thank God for all that you did for me. Thank you, Dad. A grateful heart can go a long way. Honor your father and mother. Again, we think of that man on the roof with the long green coat. trying to play his fiddle, standing on one leg on a very slanting surface. And what gives him balance? Tradition. And the Ten Commandments are part of our Christian tradition. And when taken seriously, they help us keep our balance. You know, none of us are saints. We're all struggling together, lay people and ministers. We're all struggling together to make it through life. But the Ten Commandments help us keep our balance and perspective. Honor your father and mother. Amen.